on the Big Sports Breakfast. Now it's time to talk rugby.
Oh, good morning to you, Matt.
How are you guys?
Yeah, good, mate. Exciting times, isn't it? Round one, all the pre-season done, and you're ready to rock and roll.
Yeah, certainly are. We've had a pretty hectic pre-season schedule, but it's great to get back to Sydney this week and rip in ahead of the Big Reds clash.
It must be such a relief to get into the season after all the training.
Oh, certainly. It's been full on and certainly feeling my age these days. You know, when you go flat out since mid-November, you can't wait to get to the competition.
Matt, the competition for spots in this back line at the New South Wales Waratahs is fierce, to say the least. You must be happy to get, you know, the round one nod.
Yeah, over the moon, for sure. But, extremely fierce. You know, we've got a lot of good young guys coming through and a lot of new recruits as well. You know, we've got Zach Guilford come in and Reece Robinson's crossed over from the NRL. So, you know, there's a lot of talent there and, very lucky to get my spot and hopefully put out a good performance and hold on to it.
Absolutely.
Matt, you've had an interesting career in 07 down there at the Brumbies and then the Tars for a couple of years, and then you went off to Europe to play. Why did you go so early in your career?
There was a bit of a changing over at the Tars at the time. You know, I had a good year there, and then the next year I barely played. And I guess it was probably going to be continue to go on that note for the next couple of years. But I got a good opportunity to head over to Bath in the UK. And, you know, when opportunities like that pop up, and I always wanted to play overseas, I wouldn't have thought that it was going to be so soon. But, you know, it was a beautiful town, great club, and, loved every minute of it. So we were really lucky to get that chance to head over and then spend a year in France after that, which was not great rugby-wise, but a great experience.
I bet.
Yeah.
You know, but it's all worked out for the best, and I came home at a perfect time to rejoin the Waratahs.
Yeah, exactly. Obviously, there was Michael Checker before, and now there's Darryl Gibson. I see them as two contrasting characters, Matt. Obviously, the squad, how do they see it?
Oh, obviously, personality-wise, for sure. But, you know, that worked really well together. I guess the one question you would have had was who's going to take over that kind of a dictator role of Checks and the aggressive nature of him. But, you know, Dale's got a bit of that in him as well, and we've certainly seen that through the preseason. But I guess, you know, he's just a character that obviously demands a lot of respect and of what he's done and his rugby brain. So but it's gone really smoothly, the changeover.
Mate, it seems that you'll start on the wing. You spend a lot of time in the centres. Where would you prefer to play?
For the Waratahs, it really doesn't bother me. You know, when you step up to this level, that you kind of float all over the field anyway, so it doesn't matter. You may start to set piece in that position, but you'll find yourself everywhere. That's the versatility of this back line as well, that guys are happy to do that. You know, when I drop down to club level, I certainly prefer centres. And my time overseas, you know, I love playing centres more than the wing.
The Queensland Reds, I remember the days when they didn't matter what happened for the rest of the year, as long as Queensland beat New South Wales, that was their season done, Matt. but they had a horrendous year last year, and they're missing a whole stack of talent again. Liam Gill's out of this game, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, so that's a bit of a set. Well, that's a massive setback for Queensland. Is it still important on the Waratahs' calendar?
Oh, for sure, for sure. These are the two clubs that got the most history together. So, you know, you've only got to have a quick chat to Nathan Graves to get the passion out of this game. It's certainly a huge one, and we're lucky enough to get it first round. The Reds definitely had a bit of an ordinary season last year, but yeah, they've lost a lot of players, but they've certainly recruited well. You know, they've also got an ex-NRL guy that's in a bully on the wing as well that might be up against. So, you know, and Carmichael Hunt's just getting better and better. So they could be anything this year.
Okay.
You know, they're probably similar to us. You know, they've lost a bit of depth there. But, they could be anything.
And the world of Super Rugby expanding as well with the Argentinian club, the Japan club. How do you see that?
Oh, it's great for the game, isn't it?
Yeah.
Obviously, you've seen the hype that Japan's had after their World Cup win over South Africa.
Yes.
It's just amazing. So, unfortunately, their side's not looking too crash hot. But fingers crossed in the future, that's only going to get better. But the Argentinians have certainly got a you've got a fair few good names in their squad. So it's probably going to be a lot of travel for them and pretty difficult. But, yeah, they've got the squad to do it.
Yeah, and Reece Robinson, has he got stuck on the bottom of a ruck yet?
No, mate, Reece is too quick to get stuck on the bottom there.
Well, that's what you got to be, isn't it? You got to be quick. Mate, well done on getting that start for round number one. Good luck on Saturday night there at Allianz Stadium. It's going to be a great way to start the season for the Waratahs.
Let's hope so. We're certainly looking forward to it.
Good on you, Matt. Thanks very much.
Cheers, guys.
Matt Carraro there is going to be on the wing for the Waratahs. They're hot favourites, Sluts, as you can imagine, under new coach Darryl Gibson. $1.20. The Queensland Reds, $4.75.